Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo for Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you today?
Good, good. So we have a couple things we have to make announcements. First of all, obviously, the first and foremost is that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their parent company, their product line, All American EFX Sports. I always get that backwards. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them, number one. Number two, Brooks Kubik's dad is in the last stages of his life right now. Those of you who know Brooks and know how to reach him, you may want to send him an email of well-wishing and condolences. Also, prayers are requested for his dad. And I'm sure next week he'll tell us all about this endeavor when he's back on the air with us for the Physical Culture Radio episode next Thursday. Also, I have a little retraction to make as a result of yesterday's Physical Culture Radio when I said that Randy Roach told me that it was understood that Steve Reeves took Diana Bowl to recover from a shoulder injury in order for him to do a movie. And he said, I do not believe Steve took them during his bodybuilding career, and it was Gordon Scott who later accused Steve Reeves of taking them for his shoulder injury while preparing for a movie in the early 1960s. So it was not Randy Roach who said this. It was Gordon Scott, and Randy was explaining to me that Gordon Scott accused him. Also, Randy said, I don't feel the vast majority of bodybuilders were using testosterone in the 40s, they would have had to have had their thumb on the pulse of the endocrinology portion of medicine at that time, which few even knew about. So I just want to get that clear that Randy Roach did not say that Steve Reeves was using Diana Bowl. He was just conveying to me what someone else had said about Steve at that point in time. There's a lot of people who love Steve Reeves, and God forbid you say anything bad about him. So Randy just doesn't want to be attacked unnecessarily. That's all. We've had a lot of great shows this week. We've got a good show planned for you today. Lots of great stuff. Where do you want to start, Elisa?
I want to start with the 10 strongest humans to ever walk this earth.
Yeah, this is good. And actually, I've met three of these people. Actually, at the Arnold, of all places, I've met all three of them. But this is an interesting list, because there are some guys that are not on this list that I think should be, but I think that they're just too early in their career to really be there.
Interesting. I think I met Brian Shaw at the airport one
time.
Yes,
remember that? When we were coming back from the Olympia.
Yes, so Brian Shaw is number 10, and he's fairly young.
Yeah, he's new. He's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, he was born in 1982. He's 6'8" and weighs 435 pounds.
Yeah,
he has a 972-pound deadlift.
Yes, but notice he wears straps for his deadlifts. Brian Shaw must not have the greatest grip strength. A lot of these guys have grip strength makes a big difference in how far they go in this sport, and they always comment that in his pole movements with straps. So I wonder if he has problems with his grip.
So the number nine was Leonid.
Leonid Taranenko. He's actually an Olympic weightlifter, a fantastic Olympic weightlifter. That's an error, too. He did a clean and jerk with 582 pounds. So think about that, almost 600 pounds. There's guys out there like myself who think we're doing amazing things by deadlifting 600 pounds. He put it up over his head.
He did a clean and jerk with almost 600 pounds?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Number eight, Andy Bolton.
Now, this is a really interesting one. Andy is an amazingly strong individual. And really was moving very, very quickly. He had a 2,806 pound total as a power lifter. That's amazing. That was comprised of a 1,213 pound, squat.
He was the first man in history to deadlift 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, and then he broke his own record twice with 1,003 and 1,008. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
And but there's even some more impressive guys, quite frankly, coming in later here.
Brian Siders?
Yeah, Brian Siders, very, very strong guy. Another guy, 2,600-pound total with an 865-pound deadlift, 799-pound bench. Think about that, almost 800-pound bench press.
This guy here from France, Louis Uni.
Yeah, but he didn't go by that name. See, he was the his name back in the day. We've actually talked about him yesterday. His name was mentioned.
Apollon?
Apollon, yeah.
Apollon. You know, I find it interesting that he's still number six, and he was born in 1862.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's still the sixth strongest man.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing about him is that they have something called Apollon's wheels, which are basically railroad axle with two railroad wheels on it that they will bench press once from time to time. What made him famous as a strongman.
Oh, really?
He used to do that like at carnival sideshows and stuff like that. I just lost the page. I'm
number
sorry.
Five, Vasil Vera. He's from the Ukraine. Veristyuk, V-I-R-A-S-T-Y-U-K.
Let me get back to this and I'll help you. I don't know what happened to my computer just now, but this is what happens from time to time. But anyway, what were his attributes? And then we'll discuss him. I have nothing on my screen right now.
He was the first ever person to be declared the strongest man alive in the world's strongest man and the FSA World Championship competition.
Uh-huh.
And he placed second at the Arnold in 2005 through 2007. He's 40 now and has been retired for a while. But it says his legacy lived on, I guess so, if he's number five.
The next guy I want to talk about, because we've actually talked, the next guy is Paul
Anderson.
We've actually, Brooks Kubik has done shows about Paul Anderson. He was amazingly strong. And he did some amazing feats of strength back in the day that were, like, to this day are still talked about. And Brooks talks about Paul Anderson all the time.
He squatted 1,200 pounds.
And he did it I don't think he did it in a competition. He did it in a gym, and a lot of people challenged it. But what he did do is, at the time in powerlifting, the heaviest squat was 700 pounds, and he did 700 pounds for like 6 or 7 reps.
He also won an Olympic gold in 1956.
Yeah, amazing. And he was an amazing lifter. Who's next? I'm sorry. I can't
Bill,
even see the page.
Bill Kazmaier.
Kazmaier. So Bill is the voice of World's Strongest Man competitions. Whenever you watch the World's Strongest Man, Bill is one of the commentators. But I met Bill at the Arnold. He's a wonderful guy. Very, very down to earth. But by far is considered probably the World's Strongest Man alive ever. I don't understand why. What number was he?
Number three. They've got him at number three.
You know, he ended up tearing a pec that ended his career, as I remember. He would have gone on. He would have gone on. In fact, I stand to be corrected, but they actually made him sit out of the World's Strongest Man 1 year because they said, if you keep competing, no one's ever going to beat you. So we need you to sit out so that somebody else can be World's Strongest Man 1 year.
Number two is Mark Henry. He holds the unique distinction of ever holding the U.S. weightlifting and powerlifting super heavyweight championship titles at the same time.
And I know Mark because he trained with OVW, the same group that Dan Maffa is training with now. So he was a wrestler. He became a WWE wrestler. And he's an amazing guy. He used to train at Jeff Ruiz's gym.
Really? Yeah. Where does he live?
He lived here. He lived here for a while.
Wow.
This is back in, I would say, 2000, 2001, 2002?
For those of you that don't know this or haven't heard us talk about this, the WWE wrestlers train and live here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, the farm, it's called the OVW, and it's kind of the mecca of wrestling. Like, everybody that's anybody has trained here. Brock Lesnar, Big Dave Batista, John Cena, The Rock. They all came from OVW.
Why?
Because they have some of the greatest wrestling coaches, I guess, and people here that can take somebody who has talent and really bring them up.
Okay, so number one, he's from Lithuania. It's Zydrunas Zavikas.
Zavikas. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his first name, but I actually sat across from him at the Arnold after the Arnold. They have a after party with dinner, a buffet that's put on by the people at the Arnold, and I sat across from him, his wife, and his two kids at the dinner one night. He's, nicest guy in the world.
He's won the Arnold Strongman Classic 7 times from 2003 through 8 and 2014.
Yeah, he's really a really nice guy too, and as they point out, super strong guy.
In 2005 he broke 3 world records. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? There's people coming up that I got to say are probably going to break these guys' records.
He has a 500-pound log lift to complement his impressive totals of a raw squat of 800 pounds and a 900-pound deadlift and a 629-pound bench.
Yeah. There are guys out there who have bigger benches. There are guys out there who have bigger squats, not necessarily raw squats. They're wearing special squat suits and stuff like that. But the other things that he does with the stones and the logs and all that sort of stuff, that's amazing.
Okay, so speaking of The Rock, I have his diet plan here, his meal plan.
Yeah, and it's not that – a lot of people are going, oh, my God, he eats 4,000 calories a day. That's not a lot.
4,131 calories a day. He eats 7 times a day. What shocked me about this is that post-workout, he'll have – now, this is not the shocking part. He'll have 60 grams of whey protein and
right.
15 grams of glutamine.
Right.
But 30 minutes later, he consumes 32 ounces of Gatorade.
Yeah, he must be sponsored by Gatorade.
He has to be because there's nothing but crap in Gatorade.
Well, they're minimal electrolytes. You can get your electrolytes a
lot better.
Well,
it also
places.
Has natural flavors in it, artificial coloring in it.
Artificial flavors, artificial colors.
Artificial coloring.
Yeah.
I meant, that's what
yeah.
I meant.
Yeah.
It has
fructose.
High fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not the best choice, but he must be sponsored by them. He's got to be. But I know his meal plan is not that, it's not that crazy. It's really actually pretty nice.
10 ounces of cod for his first meal. Who can eat fish for your first meal?
But did you see what he ate for Hercules was a 10 ounce filet.
Well, that's better than cod.
Yeah. No, I like codfish. I could eat
for
codfish.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I could eat it absolutely. Yeah. Ew. Well, you don't like fish that much, right?
Well, I like cod, but I don't like 10 ounces of cod at one time.
But yeah, and he is really amazing. He looks fantastic, The Rock, doesn't he?
He really does, and he is a really high paid actor.
I know,
one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood.
I know.
Man, he really took off.
We're hoping Dan Matha can do the same thing. I got to tell you, I think that Dan has all those star qualities. Hopefully,
he certainly looks the part.
Yeah, right. For those people who haven't seen him, I mean, he looks like The Rock does now.
He's
26 years old.
He's good looking. He's got a great looking face, and he's
very articulate, very mm-hmm. energetic, very nice. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of great stories today. This is Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We shall return.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy Organic Raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Maybe you have this problem. I know I do. I go to the gym in the morning before work, and I shower in sauna. And I always end up with sweaty clothes that I throw in my gym bag. And then I leave them in my car, in my gym bag, all day long. And then I bring them home, and I have to leave them out in the garage because they stink so bad.
Well, and then in the summertime, when your car is so hot, it just breeds bacteria.
Yes. And so Elise has been bugging me for the longest time. She's like, can't you hang the clothes out? And I'm like, so I said, yeah, I could. I guess I could hang them on the back of Elliot's chair, so while he's doing production work, he can breathe in my sweat. But there are ways to take care of your clothes.
Well, yeah. Well, the one thing is as soon as you can take the clothes out, then you need to take them out and let them dry.
Yeah. So what I have to start doing is obviously carry the clothes out of the gym in my gym bag, but then open my gym bag up because I have a station wagon. And lay stuff out in the back so that it can at least kind of dry out a little bit. Because when I bring it home, it stinks so bad.
Garment performance in life is dependent on how you care for them. I don't know. Some people might have like the
Under Armour.
Under Armour or things that you run in that repel water. What is that called?
Oh, they wick sweat.
Wick sweat away.
Right.
High performance apparel, basically. That's what they're talking about. And if you just throw it in the laundry with other clothes, it can wreck the antimicrobial properties of it and clog up the fibers.
That's the important thing. So You know, when you wash stuff, because when you put it in the dryer, you have that lint screen that gets full of lint. Well, that lint is in the wash water too. And so when you wash things and you put something in with, like you put Under Armour in with all your other clothes, that lint is getting caught in the Under Armour fiber, and it's going to keep it from successfully wicking sweat away from your body.
It says here, first get those stinky clothes out of your gym bag and onto the side of your hamper where they can dry as soon as possible.
I'm going to just buy a can of lighter fluid and just burn the stuff.
If you leave clothes sweaty in a gym bag, the garments could begin to deteriorate
yeah,
quicker than if they are laundered shortly after use. And I keep telling you that. And like, for example, you'll take that same sweatshirt and wear it over and over and again.
Yeah, right. I know. I'm not social at the gym. I don't talk to people except some of the guys that I know. So if I'm standing next to you and I'm training and I stink, I feel like, you know what? It's the gym. What do you expect?
Okay. Next, you'll want to machine wash them on cold. Or hand wash them. You can wash them.
Who has time? If you had to hand wash everything that says hand wash separately.
You can do it on a delicate cycle. It's like females, if they have some Lululemon, you can just wash that in the washing machine.
On the delicate cycle
with cold water, and just don't put fabric softener in there.
Now, fabric softener is bad to put in anyway because it makes stuff less absorbent.
It makes it less absorbent, but it also makes it flammable.
Right.
I don't use fabric softener on anything.
Right.
It makes your clothing flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then also it talks about using a detergent that's free of fragrances or dyes, which we always do anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How about this idea? So we all get our shoes muddy. Don't throw them in the washing machine, they're saying. They're saying you should take a brush and some soapy water and clean them that way.
Well, interestingly, we took my niece and nephew on a trip last weekend, and we went for a hike, and my little nephew had new shoes on. He had packed a toothbrush to clean his shoes
just
with because
he didn't
want to get them dirty.
But little did we know that he actually, that's the right way to do it, they're saying. They're saying if you have really good running shoes, don't throw them in the washing machine. That breaks them down faster. Use a brush and some soapy water to brush the outside because, in theory, you're wearing socks, okay? Unless you're running barefoot, which is stupid. If you're wearing socks, the socks absorb the sweat from your feet. You're going to wash those in the washing machine. There's no reason that you have to wash the entire sneaker to get the shell cleaned.
I agree with that, yeah.
But the caveat to that is if you have five fingers, you have to wash the whole damn things because they stink like socks if you don't wash them. My five fingers stink.
Oh, especially in the summertime when it's hot outside.
I know. It's like I can smell them myself. Like when I'm doing certain movements and I'm like my face is closer to the ground than normal, it's like, oh, my God, my five fingers smell.
And then for women, their sports bra, I guess some women don't wash their sports bra every time. And it says here you should wash it just like you would your underwear. You should wash your sports bra every time.
Guys, you can make soup out of your wife's sports bra. If you just put it in a little hot water, it makes a great broth.
Ha, 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 ha. Okay, so moving on. So there's your laundry tips.
Yeah, to keep your clothes. The first tip is don't sweat in them. How about that one?
Oh, yes, you have to sweat.
So I'm ambivalent about this next discussion about Dr. Oz.
You are?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. So Dr. Oz is a goofball. There's no doubt about it. Okay? I mean, we call him the Wizard of Oz because, I mean, I would have a lot more respect for Dr. Oz if he took a position and stuck with it. If he had an agenda and stuck with it. But he's all over the place.
Well, he's trying to appeal to a lot of people.
Exactly. And as a result, you can see his audience. They don't know what to do, so they don't make any progress. They really don't. I mean, even we watched the Daytime Emmy Awards one night. I think, is that what it's called?
That was years ago.
Yeah, but yeah.
Couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. When his 60 people from his show came out, every one of them was obese except for like a handful. They were all, I mean, it's like, wait a minute. Aren't you following your own advice? Oh, wait, you are. That's why you look like
well,
that.
Well, and I don't approve of all of the advice that he gives.
Right.
So, I mean, a friend of mine was on his show and he did an operation on her. or had a doctor do an operation
in the hotel room
that was not necessary.
In the hotel room,
right. Was it in the hotel
room?
Yeah,
she had GERD, and they could have done other things for her, but they didn't. They did some sort of procedure, but they did it in the hotel room. They set up like an OR in the hotel room.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what she said. But okay, so we all know he's a goofball, and we all know that he used the quote unquote entertainment title to get by with the things that he says it does. Excuse me. But the real problem with him is that he doesn't have an agenda. He doesn't stick to any guidelines. So he'll have guests on that have conflicting messages. Don't eat GMO, do eat GMO. You know, sugar beets are good, sugar beets aren't good. But occasionally he does have good information, like when he did the show that cholesterol meds could be dangerous for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what's happened now is a bunch of doctors have ganged up on him.
Well, and you know, to be honest with you, I think that these doctors that, okay, so 10 doctors from Columbia University wrote a letter asking that he be relieved of his faculty status at Columbia Medical Facility.
And what they're citing is they're saying that he has manifested an egregious lack of integrity by promoting quack treatments and cures in the interest of personal financial gain. But here's the problem.
So
they would say, like,
the statin news, they would say that show was wrong.
That's my point. My point is I do agree that he's a goofball, and I do agree that he gets 85% of the stuff wrong. But the 15% of the stuff he gets right is the stuff they're taking issues with.
Exactly, yes.
So they're saying, oh, you know, well, you're telling people that statins are dangerous. That's nonsense. Well, we just found out that they are dangerous, and we're finding out that they don't work, too. That just, you know, didn't you get that memo? So, and I always joke and say, when I have a scientist on the show, I say, well, luckily, I don't have any letters after my name. No one can threaten to take anything away from me. I say, Dr. Oz, let them strip you of your credentials. You'll be more successful in the long run. Then you can say all the things you want to say. Get it over with, like tearing a Band-Aid off. Tear the Band-Aid off and be done with it. Let them take this away from you. Who cares?
They're not going to take away they're just going to take away his status as
university. But trust me, that's where they're going to start. At some point in time, they're going to threaten to take his medical license away. You mark my words.
Well, then what about those guys on the doctors? Why don't they try to take
theirs
away?
Because they don't do what Dr. Oz does. They don't go out there they don't promote the fringe science or the alternative medicine stuff. They're strictly by the book. Medicine, surgery. They don't tell people statins may be bad for you. So that's where he got himself in trouble. He got himself in trouble because he is trying to keep one foot on the dock and one foot in the boat. He's got to jump in the boat and be done with it. That's the only way he's going to be free of this kind of stuff.
Which boat?
The boat of the truth. What really is, and he has to, he has to get on the agenda. He has to say, look, I'm going to break with medical orthodoxy and I'm going to promote the truth. But the problem is he's trying to do both at the same time. He has to give it up. He has to do one or the other. Either he has to go all medical orthodoxy, not talk about the possible dangers of statin drugs, that cholesterol is good, that saturated fat is good for you, and stick to the medical orthodoxy, or he has to get in the boat of the truth and let them strip him of all of his titles. That's the only way he's going to be able to do it.
Okay, so here's another one that's a little controversial as well.
Well, and we have to go into a break, so why don't you talk about what it is that we're going to talk about when we come back.
Okay, so there's a man in Oregon that got sentenced for collecting rainwater on his own land.
And we want to talk about this because when you read the entire articles about this guy, there is some murkiness in all this, no pun intended.
Yeah, but when you read the headline, you think, oh, that's terrible.
Right.
But
so, yes. There's more to the story. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Whatever ain't close in a place like this.
You
You want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted? Or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and always coordinated her clothes and her accessories. She is the most stylish physical culturist at the Superhuman.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you are. So you have a green, what do they call that? Thermal
It's
long sleeve shirt on. It's kind of like a pale lime green.
It's a turquoise green.
Okay, turquoise
green. Well, sort of lime turquoise.
Yeah, like a key lime green. And then you have turquoise jewelry on that is almost identical in color but has the black in it. It looks very stylish. Very,
thank
very cool.
you. All right. So we're getting ready to buy a rain barrel.
Yeah.
I'm excited about getting
this. And now
we're
afraid to.
I know.
We're afraid that the state of Kentucky is going to come after us for stealing water.
So when did it become a theft crime to steal rain, to use rainwater.
Well, let's use some deductive reasoning.
Okay.
When rain is falling from a cloud, who owns it?
Who's ever land it lands on? I don't know.
No one owns it.
No one owns it.
Okay. Until it comes in contact with something, right? So if you believe that possession is 10% of the law, right, that we've always used that phrase. Okay, so if it's in the air, no one owns it because it's not in contact with it. If it lands on you, who owns that rain?
Okay, I guess I do. So if you have a puddle of water in your yard and your neighbor comes and scoops water out of that puddle of water, can you say that he's stealing from you?
Yeah, you could, because if it's on your land and you own that land, and that will, because people dig holes in their backyards here in Kentucky. We are the pond capital of America, okay?
We are?
Yes. This is 10 years ago I learned this. There are more ponds, P-O-N-D-S, in the state of Kentucky than any other state in the country. People who have land will dig a hole and fill it up with water and put catfish in it and fish out of it, and they'll do that in their backyards from in Crestwood, Kentucky, and every place else. So everybody has a pond here. So if you dig a hole in your land, it's your land. And it rains into that hole, it's your land. It's your water. That's your pond. You could put fish in it. You could fish out of it. You don't need a fishing license to do that. It's your pond, okay? So if you put a barrel next to your house and you use the downspout from your aluminum gutter and fill that up with water, that rain didn't belong to anybody till it hit your house. It's your rain. It comes down your gutter, goes into your barrel. It's your rain. It's your water. You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So this guy is gathering rain in Oregon. He has rain barrels all over the place. I got no problem with this. It's his water. They have no right to say anything to him. However, there's more to the story. Now, when rain gathers into a major waterway, they call core water, okay? This could be a stream that runs through your backyard that feeds into a larger body of water, that feeds to a larger body, that feeds to a river. That's not your water.
Well, evidently he built a dam.
That's where he broke the law.
He built a dam to diffuse the water from running into the large, from running, the creek runs on his land into a bigger body of water.
Which is called the butte, the big butte.
The big, I was calling it the big
booty.
Butt.
Yeah, the big booty. Butt,
it's
big booty.
It's yeah. B-U-T-T-E. Big yeah, B-U-T-T-E. Big
right.
booty.
Right. So the big
big butte.
Right.
But so he was diffusing the water from running.
He's diverting it, really.
Right. He was diverting the water. So he got probation in 2007.
But that's because.
And he pleaded guilty.
But now that's because there was a defined path. This water was running for years, tens of years, decades, hundreds of years, whatever, in this defined path, and he diverted it. So he wasn't allowed to do that without a permit. Now, you can go and say, I'm building my backyard, and I've got to divert this stream, and you can get a permit to do that on your land, but you have to get a permit. He was gathering the water. So basically, he is now taking something that belongs to the population there.
Because the town of Medford uses that waterway
right.
for the town.
To gather that water. And mm-hmm. there's a law enacted in 1925 that you can't divert core water. But what he's saying is he's diverting runoff, but that's not true. You don't build a dam to divert runoff. What you do with runoff is you build systems to let the water run into cisterns. They do this in Israel. Most of the homes in Tel Aviv, the gutters run into cisterns because they have there are desert
I think Mitt Romney said they don't do that anymore.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I read that in one of the posts that they don't do that anymore.
Okay. But the bottom line is, if you gather this water that falls from the sky and you use systems to divert it into cisterns on your property, that's one thing. But if you go out and you have a stream that's been there for hundreds of years and you divert it onto your property, that's a totally different thing.
So I don't think that we'll get in trouble for having a rain barrel.
No.
And using the water to water our flowers.
Right. Absolutely not. That's a different story. This guy was doing something else.
So this goes to show that you always have to dig a little deeper. Just reading the headline is not enough.
Yeah, because it says man gets prison sentence for collecting rainwater on his own property. And that's not what he's getting a prison sentence for. He's getting a prison sentence for diverting an existing creek onto his property so that he can gather the water and accumulate the water. That's different.
So, talking about jail sentences,
yes.
Let's talk a little further about that.
Yes.
So
some people should be getting jail. We're going to talk about that now, right?
And they're not. So evidently, two former egg industry executives were sentenced to 3 months in jail on Monday for their roles in a major 2010 salmonella outbreak that sickened thousands,
like 56,000,
to the tune of 56,000 people.
Right.
However, they didn't have to go to jail. They can wait because they're appealing the case.
Right.
So the judge is allowing them to go free.
Right.
Until they go back to court
for the appeal. Right.
For the
appeal. But here's the astonishing part about this. So these individuals that own this, what's the name of the company? The
egg Quality Egg Company.
Yeah, what a laugh.
They had to pay a $6.8 million fine.
And this is why I say, you've heard me say on the show that you can get away with crimes in this country as long as the government gets their VIG. And the VIG is a word used. Shylocks are illegal gambling entities that lend money to people and charge ridiculous interest rates called usury. And, you know, like, Your interest, you borrow $1,000, you got to pay $250 a week interest until you pay the $1,000 off. That's usury. You can't do that. It's against the law. They're called Shylocks, and that excessive burden of interest is called the VIG, the vigorous. So the government wants their VIG. They say, look, you can sicken 56,000 people, no problem, but you got to pay us millions of dollars when you do it.
Okay, so the company, now it doesn't specifically say that the two individuals, it says the company. Quality Egg has admitted that workers knowingly shipped eggs with false processing and expiration dates to fool state regulators and retail customers about their age. And here's the kicker, and bribed a USDA inspector at least twice to approve sales of poor quality eggs.
Why isn't that USDA inspector's name in this article? Why is he not going to jail for taking a bribe?
Well,
I mean, if you bribe a police officer with a $50 bill to let you out of a traffic ticket, he gets fired, he goes to jail. Why isn't this USDA?
Why isn't he named in this?
Yeah, why isn't he named and why isn't he going to jail? I mean, forget about what they're appealing. He broke the law by taking a bribe on two occasions. We can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
So he needs to go to jail while these guys fight it out.
Well, and then also, I mean, I said this to you earlier. This raw milk company out in California,
yeah,
the farm where they had
Rossum.
Raw milk. Rossum, they came to their farm with guns.
Yeah.
Like they were criminals.
Yeah, and they didn't. And then no one had gotten sick.
No one had gotten sick,
right.
But here, some 56,000 people were sick and they were doing nothing to these guys.
And I'll tell you something else. This is complete BS when somebody says this.
They shut Rossum down. They poured out all of their milk.
Yeah.
They're not throwing these people's eggs away.
No, they're still in business, right?
Yes.
Okay. The older of the father and son team that run this company, Quality Egg, what a joke. Jack DeCoster, he said, God is the one I'm worried about, he said to the judge. You can throw me in jail, Your Honor. That's all you can do to me. I've got to meet up with God one day. This is BS. This is what they say in front of a judge to make them feel like the judge, well, he's remorseful. He's God-fearing. If he was God-fearing, why did they engage in this kind of business tactic and make 56,000 people sick in the first place? If you're God-fearing, you go, you know what? We screwed up. We got to throw away thousands of dollars worth of product. You don't go, well, let's just change the dates and sell it anyway.
Well, if they can...
Why are they always God-fearing when they get caught? Why are they never God-fearing before they get caught? That's my point. People go to jail and find Jesus. The time to find Jesus is before you go to jail. That's my point. So, we actually went over.
Okay.
But
when
anyway,
we come back from the break, I want to talk about some mushrooms.
Mmm. Are they the kind that make you hallucinate? I did those in college. They were really good.
You'll have to wait and see.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhumancurcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation
situation in its tracks. You need MediCurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Like this song?
Mm-hmm.
Hip hop, hippity hippity. Welcome back. Okay, so we're going to talk about the kind of mushrooms that make you hallucinate, right?
No, we're going to talk about mushrooms and how they modulate blood sugar. Mushrooms, the doctor that you interviewed yesterday about vitamin D,
right. She
talked about that mushrooms were high in vitamin D levels.
But I pointed out that most foods, including fortified foods, it's vitamin D2. And vitamin D2 does not influence 25-hydroxy levels.
It doesn't?
No. I'm sure it has a benefit of some sort, but it's not the kind of benefits we see from cholecalciferol. It's called ergocalciferol D2. Different.
No. So if you eat mushrooms, it says here it's a convenient way to achieve vitamin D levels.
Yeah, but it's, again, this is what's wrong with science. And this comes from A4M, too. You know what I mean? They're the ones promoting this story right now. They go, oh, this is a great way to get vitamin D. It's not the same vitamin D. It's just not. But there is some magic in mushrooms, no pun intended. Because apparently, if they did a study with 88 men and women, and they showed that they randomly assigned them into four groups, powdered preparation of American oyster mushrooms, a powdered preparation of abalone mushrooms, and two control groups. And what they found out was the group that got the mushrooms, both groups, saw a significant alteration in their blood sugar levels.
Among the healthy subjects, the oyster mushroom extract reduced fasting glucose by 6.1% and post-meal glucose by 16.4%.
That's significant for a person who's suffering from type 2 diabetes.
It is.
Just by eating mushrooms.
Oyster mushrooms, are they the white button type mushrooms?
No, oyster mushrooms look like shiitakes.
Okay.
They have that kind of curlicue stem, but they almost look like they're shaped like a lima bean. You know what I mean? They're kind of round that way, where shiitake mushrooms are really round like a disc.
And then the abalone mushroom?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what an abalone is. I know what abalone is in the sea, but I don't know what abalone mushroom is.
It reduced fasting glucose by 6.4% and post-meal glucose by 12.1%.
Yeah.
That is significant.
Yeah,
so if you have someone who you know that's suffering from type 2 diabetes,
make them eat mushrooms.
This is just another way to help with that.
Yeah, just eat mushrooms a few times a day. That's it. Very, very easy.
And then every time we eat mushrooms, you tell me that it's good for my breast health.
Oh, yeah. It's been shown. It's been shown that women who eat mushrooms with regularity have a much lower risk of breast cancer.
Does it matter what type of mushroom
no,
you eat?
No, any kind of mushroom.
Because I like the little...
It's the cordyceps in mushrooms that help breast protect against breast cancer. Cordyceps are some component of mushrooms. And so you can actually buy cordyceps supplements, but I say eat the mushrooms because there's some other magic in there you don't know about.
Right.
But yeah, mushrooms are very important for women who have a higher risk of breast cancer to eat. Absolutely.
Okay, and so now let's talk a little bit about glutathione. Carl just took a bunch
and
of glutathione.
After seeing this, I was like, oh, I forgot to take my glutathione today.
I took some vitamin C. You and Dr. Galini were talking about vitamin C the other day.
And the quality of skin.
And the quality of skin and your collagen. And I try to take it every day. Some days I forget. But
isn't it interesting that all these things take about two weeks to work? So a lot of the vitamin D research that was done on collagen production and wrinkling, from 2 to 6 weeks is where it starts to work. And this study here on glutathione, so antioxidants, you got to take them for a while consistently for them to start working.
2 weeks is not that long, really.
Talk about this study. So this is for those of you out there who are more interested in performance than the quality of your skin. Antioxidant deters exercise-related fatigue. They're talking about glutathione. And don't forget, glutathione recycles other antioxidants like C and E.
The men who received glutathione displayed lower lactate levels and decreased fatigue measures as compared to the non-supplemental subjects.
And what they took was effectively 1 gram a day for 2 weeks. Now, one packet of Livon Labs glutathione, which I just took two of them, is 450 milligrams of a high-performance vitamin, glutathione. So I just took two packets. That's 900, but it's liposomally delivered, so you're going to get more of it in your bloodstream.
Glutathione has so many benefits.
The really interesting thing about this is that it increased mitochondrial DNA levels and markers of mitochondria in skeletal muscle upregulation, PGC1-alpha. And we know that exercise is supposed to influence mitochondrial biogenesis. And people even take PPQ just for that reason with their CoQ10. Well, glutathione influences it as well. So it's important to take. So if you're not taking glutathione, you're looking for the edge in performance, you're missing out on an opportunity. We have just 2 minutes before we go into the break. Do you want to go into the next story?
Sure. Okay. So what is the best medicine of all?
I don't know, Elisa. What is it?
Laughter is the best medicine of all.
And even phony laughter works. We did a show back in probably 2007, 2008 with a guy who runs a place out in California called Laughter Yoga.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
And what they teach people is to fake laugh, because that by itself makes you want to laugh, but it also triggers the same hormones that laughter does.
Hey, maybe I should start a laughter yoga class.
Yeah. You just sit around and do yoga and laugh. There you go. Look, you're doing it already. Look, you're doing it. Look, she's doing a yoga move right now.
I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does it increase Why is it so good?
Because
for you?
Laughter releases beta endorphins. It's a feel good. You feel good when you laugh. I mean, all the things that make you feel good.
Kind of like when you go exercise or when you go for a run.
Oxytocin is released when you laugh. Beta endorphins are released when you laugh. I mean, didn't you just read that it has analgesic effects when you laugh?
Mm-hmm.
So it kills pain.
Laughter increases the oxygenation of the organs, boosts circulation, and contributes to an overall sense of well-being.
Yeah. Isn't that what we all want? That's why people take drugs.
Endorphins reduce the sensation of pain and stimulate positive emotion. Their release is critical for stress relief and therefore for our mental health.
In fact, if they wanted to do something good, when they're going to put somebody to death in death row, instead of knocking him out and putting him dead, they should give him laughing gas and then shoot him. He'd be like, oh, you're going to shoot me. I can't believe it. That'd be the way to go. At least you'd feel good. You'd be like, oh, yeah, go ahead, shoot me. I'm happy. No. Okay. It was a bad idea. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not all the ideas I have are good ideas. Come on. But this we do have to do right now. We have to take a break.
Okay. So when we come back, we will talk a little bit more.
About mood. Yes, but there's something out there in your medicine cabinet that if you use it, it could actually be reducing the good feelings you have and good emotions you have in your life, and you may not realize it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffer
powdered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I like this song. I want to wait it out. This is LL Cool J. Rock the Bells. I'm back in the 80s. Welcome back. So, there's something in your medicine cabinet, and you may take it from time to time.
Not in my medicine cabinet.
No, no. And theirs, not ours. No, there may be something in your medicine cabinet that you take from time to time that may have an unintended effect on you, and that is, it may rob you of all of the emotions that you should be feeling about your life.
Acetaminophen, the pain-relieving ingredient, which is found in Tylenol and Midol. And this is shocking to me. Acetaminophen is found in more than 600 medicines in the U.S.
Yeah,
600.
Like cold, yeah, like cold. Like if you buy one of those cough, flu, fever, runny nose, mm-hmm. you know, medicine cabinet product.
Over-the-counter, yeah.
Yeah, it has 16 different things in it. It's got acetaminophen in it, too.
It can relieve not only pain, but also pleasure.
Right.
A new study suggests this.
Now, think about this. Think about how many people take
antidepressants.
Well, nighttime Tylenol products to sleep with.
Well, and what I said to you earlier was this might be part of the reason why, because so many people use so many of these over-the-counter products, that might be why there are so many people on antidepressants.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So think about that before you use acetaminophen. And if you have somebody in your family that uses acetaminophen a lot and you notice that they just don't, they don't laugh anymore, they're just kind of like numb to the world, this is why.
They say that acetaminophen may tap into the sensitivity that makes some people react differently to positive and negative life events. Why should something that can do that be sold over the counter?
Oh, because it is a pain reliever. And pain is big business today. Very, very big business. So that's why.
Interesting.
Yeah. So watch out for the acetaminophen.
Don't take it. Take white willow bark.
Yeah.
It's natural.
I know. I know. And it doesn't cause the same problems. So it's estimated that 20% of seniors, or 20% of individuals over the year, age of 50. I guess
I guess they're considering people over the age of 50 to be seniors.
Yeah, this isn't the senior living blog. Wait a minute, I'm not a senior. Who the hell are they talking about? Are deficient in vitamin B12, but this doesn't surprise me because nobody wants to eat meat anymore. They tell you, oh, if you eat meat, you get cancer. If you eat eggs, you get heart attacks. All the foods that are high in vitamin B12, they're scaring people away from eating. This makes sense to me. There's a vitamin B deficiency out there. And, you know, vitamin B deficiencies can have some really, really, really nasty effects, one of which is elevated homocysteine, which is an independent marker for heart disease. It's an inflammatory marker. If you're low on B12, you're going to be really high on homocysteine. You're going to end up with heart problems.
It says here that it causes neuropathies, it causes anemia, and it causes cognitive impairment.
Yeah, yeah. And also it keeps you from losing body fat because B12 is very, very important for the metabolism of body of fat. I mean, it's really a very, very important B vitamin. In fact, it's so important that doctors will give you a B12 shot without giving you any of the other B vitamins.
But you have to be careful when you do that because don't you want it to be methylcobalamin?
Methyl or hydroxy. You want methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin. You do not want cyanocobalamin because guess what the CYNO on cyanocobalamin is?
Cyanide.
Cyanide. It's a poison.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonded to cyanide. Why would you want it? That'd be like taking arsenic cobalamin. You know, oh, it's got arsenic in it. You know, we're trying to stay away from these things and they want to inject that stuff into you. So the methylcobalamin or the hydroxycobalamin. Methylcobalamin converts to hydroxy. It's one step away from hydroxy. Hydroxycobalamin is the B12 that your liver can store. So that's really the one you want because your liver can store that one. So if you can get the hydroxy, get the hydroxy. Otherwise, methylcobalamin is the next best thing. But stay away from cyano.
It says here that the B12 is stored in the body, especially in the liver.
It's really, that's what I just said. It's converted in the liver from methyl to hydroxy.
The recommended daily allowance for vitamin B12 for adults is 2.4 micrograms.
That's nothing.
I know.
I take 5 milligrams a day. 5,000.
And we take it sublingual.
Yeah, sublingual 5. And I have the injectable methyl, but it's like I'm already injecting peptides and my testosterone. It's like one more needle. I don't want to do it. So I just take the sublingual methylcobalamin.
The last time I had my blood work done, my B12 was fine.
Yeah. And that's important. That's the other thing.
Get it checked.
Don't guess. Have it tested.
And if you're not sufficient, then you need to supplement.
Supplement. Or eat more. Eat calf liver once in a while. Eat more beef. Eat more eggs. Eat things that are high in B12. How about that one? Don't be afraid of them. Be more afraid of the deficiency than what the eggs are going to do. Okay.
How are we doing on time?
We're good. Let's talk about the CDC, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
So the CDC just published something that's making its rounds on all of the news websites. They're saying CDC's chief to vaccine worries. The head of the CDC is saying to people, ignore the internet when it comes to vaccines. I love this.
I'm laughing because of what you said when you were reading the article.
This is on the internet. So ignore this too, in other words, right? No. Ignore what everybody else says. Listen to the CDC. So 100 people in the United States have gotten measles this year. This is by far no big deal.
Well, they're saying that the measles outbreak is over now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. 100 people have gotten the measles this year. And a large number of them are tied to one exposure at Disneyland or Disney World. Was it Disneyland or Disney World?
It was in California.
Okay, that's Disneyland, not World. That's the smaller one. Land is smaller than World. So Tom Frieden, who is the CDC director, is telling people, we're concerned that the measles could gain a foothold in this country if we don't stop it, if we don't increase vaccination rates. I want to know how many of the 100 people who got the measles had vaccines already. They're not talking about that. Isn't that interesting?
No.
Now, I don't care who you are. You can't tell me all 100 of those people were not vaccinated. So, I mean, Angelina Jolie was vaccinated when she was a kid. She's not coming out and saying anything because she's a shield for the medical orthodoxy. She's like the new patron saint. I heard they wrote the Pope and they want to make her the patron saint of medicine now because she's going to have her brain removed next to show that you don't need a brain to live either. So you're going to tell me all 100 of those people never got a vaccine? No, they did. So why didn't the vaccine protect them from getting the measles? Oh, but the answer is to vaccinate more people. It doesn't make sense to me at all. So,
well, anyway, so he wrote this saying that the internet, this is a quote, the internet is a big open place and people may think that all of the information on the internet is relatively of the same validity.
Yeah, right. This is once again people who think that we are too stupid as a population to care for ourselves. We are too stupid to make decisions on our own. We have to turn to the CDC for this kind of information.
There were 644 cases of measles in the U.S. in 2014.
Yeah, and everybody was vaccinating, I'm sure, in 2014. So now there's 100 this year. And they want more people to vaccinate. They're worried it could get a foothold. The year's almost halfway over. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's all about selling vaccines, folks. And understand something. You said something to me the other day that they're genetically modifying something to...
corn.
They're genetically modifying corn to make a vaccine with it, right?
Yes.
And I said to you, well, they're already using tobacco to produce peptides like growth hormone and stuff like that. I'm not opposed to this. And I'm not opposed to vaccines from the hormetic standpoint. I'm not opposed to exposing yourself to something to make your immune system, your learned immune system stronger. What I'm opposed to is the mercury, the aluminum, the kidney cells from monkeys. I'm opposed to all the garbage that vaccine manufacturers use to make their vaccine stable and add shelf life. I'm opposed to that.
Would you want to be injected with GMO corn?
No, I'm not. I don't. But my point is, I'm not opposed to things that are hormetins that can actually improve the immune system's strength, okay? Which is the concept that vaccination is born of. What I'm opposed to is the pharmaceutical approach to making these products. So if I could be exposed to the flu virus from somebody I know, but my immune system is so strong I don't get the flu, that's a good thing. I just been vaccinated, but I did it a different way than going down to Walgreens and paying them $25 to inject thimerosal and aluminum and a bunch of other crap in me. You get it?
Yes.
So I want to be clear. I think vaccination from a hormetic standpoint is worthy of our attention. Even Aubrey de Grey says that there are better ways to do this than the way we're doing it now.
Well, I think of when we watched the documentary about John Adams, and they were taking the polio.
Yeah, the wound.
It wasn't
polio. It was chickenpox or something.
Was it
like
chickenpox?
Well, it was some pox.
And they were putting.
They would cut a person open a little bit like their skin. They would take the pus from the open wound of this person who had this pox, whatever it was. And they would put it in there, and you'd get violently sick for a couple of days, but you wouldn't die.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were immune to it. That is the way vaccines were supposed to work. But just like everything else, we can't do that. We can't mass produce that. We can't put that in a bottle and give it to doctors. We can't make it last 2 years on a shelf. So we got to add all this 99% of other stuff that a human shouldn't be exposed to. We're going to put that in there because then we have an industry that we can prosper and protect. You get it? And that's my point. I'm not opposed to the concept of hormetics making the physical person stronger. I'm opposed to this industry that is developed around it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
It's your guy. It's your guy, Tom Jones. That's why Elisa likes me, because she says I look like Tom Jones, just an older version of him.
That's
welcome
not
back.
True.
I'm joking.
Okay, so the FDA approved a new heart failure drug.
Yeah, this is a joke.
It's called Corlanor.
It's called, look, so it's spelled C-O-R-L-A-N-O-R.
It's like
A-N-O-R. Carl Lenore. It's Carl Lenore.
It's Carl Lenore.
They figured,
Carl Lenore.
What can we do to that jerk on the radio? Let's F with him. Let's name a drug after him that kills a lot of people. Let's call it Carl Lenore.
It's C-O-R-L-A-N-O-R.
I mean, if the vowel was an A, it'd be Carl Lenore. If the O was an A, it'd be Carl Lenore. Carl Lenore. What are you taking?
Carlinor.
Oh, my father died. He was taking Carlinor. Oh, I'm never going to listen to his radio show again.
Okay, so the FDA was supposedly going to, it was designated for a priority review in August. However, they fast-tracked it, and they approved it on this past Wednesday.
Yeah, Social Security Administration called them and said, you know, we're paying a lot of checks out right now. We'd really be helpful if you could thin the herd and fast-track this drug so we could kill more old people real fast.
The drug is an oral medication intended to regulate heart rate and reduce the risk of hospitalization for worsening heart failure in patients with stable chronic heart failure caused by a poor contracting lower left part of the heart.
Right, which is, it's called sick sinus syndrome, I believe. But anyway, so think about this. So you got a heart problem, right? You've got heart failure, which you run the risk of your heart stopping. And usually what happens, like people who have obstructive sleep apnea that goes untreated, they die in their sleep because of an irregular heartbeat, causes heart failure, right? So heart failure and heart rhythm are tied together, one and the same. Weak muscle, bad rhythm, heart fails, right? Okay.
What is the most important information I should know about Corlinor?
Corlinor is a jerk. Don't listen to his radio show anymore. Okay. First of all, if you're pregnant, you shouldn't take it because it'll harm your unborn baby, which means it'll probably harm you too, but they don't like to talk about that. Guess what the second thing is?
The second risk.
Increased risk of irregular heartbeats, atrial fib, and heart rhythm problems, which in and of itself can kill you, can cause your heart to stop.
That's the second side effect of this medication that is supposed to be for heart failure.
Now, guess what the third side effect is?
Low heart rate.
Called bradycardia. This is when your heart beats so slow, it just stops. So, if you have heart failure.
That makes no sense.
If your heart is failing and they give you this drug, just make sure your life insurance is paid up because you're going to go real soon. Real soon. So, I'm reading through the medical literature on this drug.
And who should take this?
It says, one of the things it says is, do not take Carlinor, right? If you have symptoms of heart failure that recently worsened, well, that's why your doctor's given it to you, because you have heart failure, you have a heart failure condition, it's not getting better. Okay, wait. Have low blood pressure, have a certain heart condition called sick sinus syndrome, which I believe is what when you have the one part of your heart is not beating right. But wait, here's the best one. Have a slow resting heart rate less than 60 beats per minute. Well, my resting heart rate when I'm not all revved up doing the show is like 58.
Mine is in the 50s as well.
So we need to be on Carlinor. Who knew? I mean, Lance Armstrong's resting heart rate is 42. He needs to be on Carlinor too. Everybody needs Carlinor. It's funny, right? Carlinor.
You're giving us our daily medication of laughter.
Yeah, there you go. If you are taking medicines that can change how much Carlinor gets into your body, like if you can't drink grapefruit juice and take Carlinor because your heart will stop.
Well, it's not funny, but this is terrible. I mean, here they fast tracked it and have approved it for use in patients with heart failure.
I smell Vioxx all over this. That's like 56,000 people are going to die 4 years from now. Nobody's going to go to jail. They covered up the information. The FDA didn't know. They paid $6 million now to the government for killing 56,000 people.
Just if you guys know anybody that has heart failure or heart problems, Like, I'm going to call my stepfather and tell him to be careful not to take this.
If you know somebody who has heart failure, buy them Dr. Steven Sinatra's book, which basically tells them how to use magnesium, acetyl L-carnitine, D-ribose, and CoQ10 to improve their heart rate function in just 6 weeks.
But the problem with the older generation is they do what their doctors tell them to do.
Yeah, right, exactly. And how many of these people have been on statin drugs and their heart is depleted of CoQ10 and now they have heart failure? One of the side effects of statin drugs is you develop heart failure. Because if you're not taking CoQ10 with your statin drug, the heart becomes depleted of CoQ10 and you get heart failure. So how many of these people are on drugs that gave them heart failure? Now they're going to give them more drugs. Just, you know what? Just shoot them and get it over with. You'd want to just kill them. Because that's what you're doing. It's called polypharmacy. Death by polypharmacy. Very, very sad. Very sad. All right. You want to move on to something else? We only have a couple minutes. Or do you want to go come back and talk?
No, we can move on.
Okay. So Amgen is going to follow in Merck's footsteps. That's basically what's happening here. They're going to kill a bunch of people, and we'll learn about it next year.
Okay, so I just want to talk. We can't have a casual Friday without talking about Monsanto.
Yes, but this is good news about Monsanto.
Very good news.
Very good news.
So the Monsanto's profits have fallen another 15% in April.
Just in April. This isn't the whole quarter.
15%.
This is just the month of April. Isn't this wonderful? This is on the heels of the World Health Organization and the EU coming out and saying that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen. This is on the heels of my article that went around the internet and got viral, showing that the patents that Monsanto has filed show that glyphosate is an antibiotic. And we're talking about antibiotic resistance and this and antibiotic resistance. Glyphosate is an antibiotic. And you heard the show we did with Dr. Stephanie Seneff. They spray glyphosate on wheat, even though it's not genetically modified wheat, to kill the crop and synchronize the crop because it's easier to harvest. So what they're basically doing is they're slathering glyphosate on the wheat and picking it out of the ground and then turning it into bread for you. So you're getting even more glyphosate in any type of wheat product that is not organic. You want to talk about antibiotic resistance and disruption of the microbes in your gut? This is it. And it's happening. April, just the month of April, they've lost 15% profits.
Did you know that the U.S. State Department was literally paying for marketing DVDs about Monsanto to be sent overseas?
Yeah, of course. The government is in bed with Monsanto. It's in their best interest. Because remember, let's not forget, he who controls the food controls the world. So I've said this before, that they want Monsanto to do well internationally because then we're in control of their food.
The Associated Press reported that Monsanto was bleeding over $156 million in the first quarter.
Good. They should bleed all the money they made because they've killed people. They've destroyed lives, and they'll continue to do it until they go out of business. And Hugh Grant says that we are all elitists because we don't want to eat his poison.
Well, neither do his employees. They don't eat them in the cafeteria.
Yeah, the cafeteria, they have organic food. They have non-GMO foods in the cafeteria. Why do they do that? If it's so good, make everybody drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, well, speaking of drinking the Kool-Aid, drink your own glyphosate also.
Yeah, right. That guy.
The guy wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, have a glass. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but on the heels of good news, look, they lost 15% profits in April, maybe May, June, July, maybe by the end of this year, they'll be filing bankruptcy.
Oh,
wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would be, but I don't think that's the reality.
No, the government, no, because this government will prop them right up. They'll give them our tax dollars to stay afloat.
So we'll talk a little bit more about GMOs when we come back.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're right, just to know your name. 17 tracks, and I'm at it. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're so excited about the next couple stories. It's hard to contain myself. Okay. Well, I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
Let's start where we agreed to start. Let's start with the... Organic and GMO.
I'd forgotten about this one.
I know.
We were talking about the other one. Okay, so evidently there's so much need for organic food specifically speaking, soy and corn, that they're now importing it into the U.S. from places like Romania.
To the tune of how much?
And India and the Ukraine. To the tune of, in 2014, it was $11.6 million worth.
I thought it was more than that.
Well, in 2013, they only imported $500,000 worth, and then it skyrocketed to $11.6 million in 2014.
Soybean imports from India more than doubled in 2014 to
73.8 million. Okay, so it was corn that I just...
Yeah, that was just corn by itself.
Yeah.
So we love GMOs so much here in the United States that now we have to buy our organic corn and soy from other countries.
90% of the corn and soy in the U.S. is obviously GMO.
Now think of the stupidity of this. They won't buy our genetically modified corn. They won't buy our genetically modified soy. So we have to buy our organic corn and soy from them now. This is the idiocy of the Monsanto legacy at its height. It's like we peed in all our water, so now we have to buy clean water from somebody else.
It's amazing to me that the U.S. government allows this to happen.
Why are you laughing?
Because of what I just said.
It's amazing to you that the U.S. government allows this to happen when you realize the U.S. government is the U.S. government. I want to say something. If you vote party line, you're an idiot, because the Democrats, the Republicans, both sides, no one group has a monopoly on corruption and idiocy. Entire government is corrupt and stupid, and you are paying the price for their corruption and their stupidity, because all they do is what's good for them.
What bothers me is you can't believe anything they say, because they'll say anything to get elected.
Yes. And you know what? I was just listening to a campaign the other day, and I was thinking, I would love to record these, keep these commercials, so when the term is in gear, and go to these people and say, hey, you promised to do this and you promised to do that, and see what they say. And when they say, well, I didn't know I was up against this, then say, well, why did you make those promises then? You know what? We need to be able to use the truth in advertising laws on political campaigns. If I tell you I'm selling you a washer machine that works and I steal from you, the FTC comes and shuts me down. They put me in jail. Okay? But these politicians could tell us anything they want to get elected and not do anything. And we're just fine with it. It's terrible. So that's why these types of things go on.
So anyway, so now they're importing corn and soy that's organic from India, the Ukraine, and Romania.
All the places that will not grow GMO crops. Isn't that wonderful? So, okay. What do you want to talk about next? Because they're all good stories.
I want to talk about the new insanity drug.
Okay, so the new insanity drug is actually a street drug. It's called flaca, which is a Latino word for a charming skinny girl.
Flaco, skinny, beautiful
yeah,
woman.
Flaco is a skinny guy. Okay, so that's they call it flaca, and it actually is very similar to Molly and ecstasy, except it has it's more powerful, right? So it's on the streets right now.
It's on the streets mainly in Florida.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's the funniest thing about this is the article. Okay, so
from NBC News.
James Hall, co-director of the Center for Study on Prevention of Substance Abuse in Nova Southeastern University in Florida, said this is bad stuff. The biggest danger is these are guinea pig drugs, and the users are like lab rats. What? Wait a minute. So are the users of Vioxx. So are the users that are going to be using Coralinor pretty soon. I mean, why is this any different? Oh, wait, I get it. You're not making any money on these drugs. That's the difference. That's the big difference here. What the medical orthodoxy does, people are guinea pigs too. How's that any different? Okay.
So they just fast-tracked that drug, Coralinor drug.
Yeah, right.
And right. So it's not been tested.
Well, it's been tested minimally on rats, I think, right?
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it has been tested on humans, and that's how they found out the side effects. But it's still a test on a population that's going to find out the hard way that some people are going to die from it. So how is that any different than these street drugs? Oh, wait. I know. pharmaceutical companies aren't making any money. Politicians aren't making any money. That's the difference here. So let's go on.
Okay.
The other thing that I thought was really, really funny, I'm trying to find this other comment because it was like, oh, my God. It says here, let's see here. Ecstasy and MDA are different classes of chemicals altogether, but Molly, through often touted as pure MDMA, is a first-generation cathinone, which is what Flaca is. Flaca is a very, very powerful cathinone. Where is the other paragraph that I was reading? God. Abusive synthetic. I wish I would. Each generation is exposed to different drugs of choice. That's right. We had weed and LSD.
It says here that it gives you energy to dance and causes euphoria.
Right. And it is bath salts. I remember I said, I wonder if this is what bath salts is, and that's exactly what it is. It's bath salts. This is the stuff that...
It's often mixed with drugs like methamphetamine.
And this is the stuff that makes people eat people's faces. Remember the guys
that's
in Florida?
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, yeah. I can't find it fast enough. I'm going to have to move on. But there was something else in here that just made me laugh so hard because it just sounds like everything else that the medical orthodoxy does. But, yeah, so it's coming to a town near you. It's coming out of China, and it's called Flaca. But anyway, okay. We have a couple minutes before we have to go into a break, exactly four. You want to talk about
the really quick, the San Antonio chef. There was a chef in San Antonio that drives a food truck. And she was ticketed $2,000 for feeding the homeless.
Yeah, Chef Joan Cheever serves high-quality, healthy meals to the homeless people of San Antonio, Texas, out of her food truck each week, a project she started all the way back 10 years ago in 2005. Though she's been running the chow train for years, local police recently slammed Cheever with a ticket carrying a fine of $2,000 because she brought prepared meals to the feeding location in a pickup truck, takeout style. As the court date to, so get this, she didn't do it the right way. Like, she didn't do it, she was supposed to package the meals differently. These are homeless people. They're starving to death. They're living on the street. This woman is a good Samaritan. And the city of San Antonio should be ashamed of themselves. Instead of ticketing her $2,000, they should be helping her because
they should give her $2,000 to help pay for the meals that she gives to the homeless.
Exactly, because she's relieving some of the burden that the food shelters is supposed to be doing. This is terrible. How could they do this to somebody? Where is the moral compass of the mayor of San Antonio? They should give this woman a statue in the park. She's been doing this for 10 years. It's a sad. But this is government at its best. This is what government does. Government makes bad decisions to make good things harder to do and bad things profitable. That's what government does. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For
more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. I just want to warn you, in the upcoming months, if you hear somebody died because of Coral Lenore, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I sound like Shaggy. It wasn't me. Coral Lenore is the new fast track heart Amgen. Failure drug from Amgen. It's going to be killing a lot of people, I predict. But they'll cover that up. You watch. All right, welcome back. So what do we want to talk about first? Elisa Profumo. They're going to come out with a drug called Elisa Profumo. Because they're going to ruin you too now.
There is a woman.
There no is way. A woman. There was a woman.
She's 65, and she's expecting children.
How many children?
Quadruplets.
Yeah, obviously.
Quadruplets.
They're saying this is irresponsible.
Quadruplets that enlarge her family from 13 to 17 children.
And they're saying this German mom expects quads at 65 is irresponsible, says bioethicists. You know what? Mind your business. Mind your business. Let her do what she wants to do. Why is it irresponsible? I mean, my God, everybody's got an opinion about this sort of stuff. She's the one raising them, not you.
She told German tabloid that donated eggs were fertilized and implanted at a clinic in the Ukraine. Multiple attempts were required to get the eggs to fertilize.
The fact that she is having babies at 65 is actually a good thing because it just shows.
She looks pretty good.
She looks great.
Yeah, I mean, she does not look 65 at all.
No, that's what having kids does to you. Makes you live longer.
She said she became pregnant again because her 9-year-old daughter asked for a younger sibling. Her first 12 children by 5 men are ages 22 to 44. That's interesting. 12 children
Excuse
by
me.
5 men.
She's a busy gal.
Yeah, I guess she loves to have children.
Good for her. Good for her. What's the next step?
I'm sorry?
I have to cough again. Hold on.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Are we finished with that?
Yes, if you want to. I mean, I'm finished with it. I'm having a hard time talking right now, so I need you to talk, honey.
So the next story that we're going to discuss is that the we have all talked about the Women's Health Initiative on hormones and breast cancer. Well, there has been more analysis on this Women's Health Initiative.
It keeps coming around like a bad penny, doesn't it?
It does.
And it keeps scaring
women
away.
And they keep
away.
Saying the same thing.
Right.
It's nothing different. So I just wanted to mention this because if you hear it in the mainstream media, they're going to talk about how bad hormones are.
Yes.
And they're not talking about bioidentical hormones. They're talking about synthetic hormones.
Well, synthetic and equine hormones. So they're talking about equine estrogen and synthetic progestins. And nothing is more foreign to a woman's body than these two things. So trying to say that estrogen and progesterone cause problems for women, then why don't women have problems when they're 18, 22, 25, 35? Why? Only when they use these types of drugs. And that's because these drugs are counter to the human condition. That's what it is. And they're going to scare a lot of women away from HRT once again with this stupid Women's Health Initiative, which if it does anything, shows that the types of drugs that the mainstream prescribes for women are dangerous. Not the bioidenticals. These drugs are dangerous. I mean, look, if you drove a 1973 Audi and it had a problem with the engine caught fire, then would it be fair to say all Audis are dangerous?
No, just that 1973
yeah,
Audi.
But they don't treat this that way. See, the medical community likes to go, oh, hormones are dangerous. All hormones are dangerous because these are bad. And then
has there ever been any studies with bioidentical hormones?
Yes. There are studies going on right now with bioidenticals. They're not having the problems that they're having with the Women's Health Initiative. And that's because the Women's Health Initiative, the drugs that they used had three problems. Number one, the estrogen was from animal sources. And if I remember correctly, and don't quote me on this, horses have like 18 different forms of estrogen and humans have, I don't know, or maybe it's 180 and humans have 18. I forget what it is, okay? But the bottom line is horse estrogens are not human estrogens, number one. Number two, they use medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is a synthetic progestin. Doesn't work. It doesn't do the same thing that progesterone does. Number three, these drugs are methylated, which means they're very, very tough on the liver. They change the liver chemistry, they increase thrombotic index, they increase inflammation, they do all sorts of horrible things. So looking at these drugs and trying to extrapolate out and say, well, hormones do this, it's not, that doesn't work. But the medical orthodoxy doesn't want to give up. They want to keep saying that hormones are dangerous, so they keep going back to this old study, which my opinion should be thrown out once and for all. But no one's going to do it. So.
So
don't
I just,
be scared.
Yeah,
don't
I just
scared.
Wanted to talk about that because it may be in the news soon.
Yeah, it is going to be in the
it
news.
It was just, this was just released yesterday.
Yeah, it's terrible, terrible. I need to give a shout out real quick to a listener that's been listening to the show for about a year now. I believe he lives in British Columbia. His name is Merrick Nikolic, big, strong guy, listens to Supreme Radio, reached out to me this morning to say hello, and thank you for listening. So I just wanted to say that. What else do we have to talk about?
I think that's about it.
Well, it's been a great week here. We got great shows planned for next week as well. Also, I should mention, we are moving to a content delivery network next week. So those of you who've had trouble downloading shows, streaming shows, getting to the website, it's all going to go away next week. So be patient. I appreciate your patience. We've been delivering like 30 terabytes a month in bandwidth, and our server just can't keep up. The content delivery network that we're going to has like, I don't know, 80 servers around the world. And so what happens is those servers will actually have mirror. It's called a mirror image of our hard drive on it. So depending on where you are, when you come to our website, it's going to deliver data files from the server that is closest to you on the network. So all the problems we've had in the past couple of months, actually, where things are going slower and slower, they're going to be gone next week. Isn't that good news?
Yes, it's very good news.
So thank you for your patience, and we'll see everybody next week with more Superhuman Radio. Brooks Cubic will be back on with us.
Bye.